This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a Friday, which means we get our best bets as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. We're joined by our friend, the prop queen, Ariel Epstein. And Ariel, thank you as always for your time. It's a tradition like no other, the Masters. Have you dabbled at all with any Masters wagers?
I had a few people on my show this week on the Prop Queen Pod, and happy Friday to you guys. So I did tail a few of them, but right now what could benefit bettors is getting in live. There's so much live opportunity if you know weather, the course, the days, the golfers that do better long-term throughout the weekend as opposed to the ones that start off strong and then fade away by Sunday. The live lines is where it's at, and you could still get some pretty good value out there, like a Rory McIlroy top five or top 10 finish.
Let's get into your MLB plays tonight, Ariel, and we'll start with the Orioles game. Who knows if this game even gets in, but Bowden Francis is starting for Toronto. Who's an Oriole to keep an eye on prop-wise?
You need to look at Ryan Mountcastle. His numbers are so good against Bowden Francis. He's hitting 714, granted, seven at-bats, but 5 for 7, two doubles, two home runs. How do you not go over total bases for Ryan Mountcastle in this matchup tonight? And I know people love the home run props, so maybe if you dabble in that market, he's the only Oriole that I would look at tonight, but I always like the total bases market.
Yeah, he loves facing the Blue Jays. We here in Baltimore saw a lot of the Arizona Diamondbacks the last 3 days. Didn't go very well for the Orioles.
Yeah,
Eduardo Rodriguez, ex-Oriole farmhand, on the bump for them. Against a Brewers lineup that's been really kind of feast or famine and a fair amount of famine. What are you looking at here?
Luckily, they feast on strikeouts, which is why I'm going over 5.5 strikeouts for Eduardo Rodriguez tonight. The D-back starter is around plus 110, so it was really good value. He is a left-hander, so averaging just under 8 strikeouts to start when facing strikeout-prone lineups like the Brewers. He struck out 12 Nationals in one of his starts this year, and then Erod had 5 against the Cubs. But here's the thing, the Nationals strike out a lot. The Cubs, they really don't. Only one pitcher has gone over their strikeout prop against the Cubs this year. So the fact that Erod had 5 in that matchup tells me he should have over 5.5 strikeouts against the Brewers team. They're averaging just over 6 strikeouts a game against lefty starters. Lefty starters, 4 of the 6 have gone over their strikeout prop against Milwaukee. Erod over 5.5 Ks at plus 110.
Talking with Ariel Epstein's Inside Access here on the Fan. Tigers at the Twins tonight. What are you looking for here?
Another strikeout prop under, though, for 5.5 Ks on Tigers pitcher Reese Olson. He's not reliable of a strikeout pitcher anyway, and he's punched out 5 batters in both his starts this year. That was against the Dodgers and the White Sox. Both those teams are striking out way more than the Twins to start the year. Minnesota's averaging just under 4 Ks a game against right-handed starters. Those righty starters, 8 of 11 have gone under their strikeout prop this year against Minnesota. Olson last year, he faced the Twins in Minnesota, struck out 4 in 5 innings. He's not getting over this. Take the under 5.5 Ks on Reese Olson.
The Mets are at the Sacktown A's, where overs keep hitting. What prop do you like in that game?
Yeah, well, I do like the over in the game. Just before I even get to the prop, you could go Mets first five over 4.5. You could go Mets team total over 4.5, or the full game over because of the over being 5-1 in Sacramento. And also, whenever I've realized that you've got a pitcher starting there for the first time, which is what the Mets are going to have tonight with Griffin Canning, he doesn't know the park well. He doesn't know how to adjust to all these runs that are being scored and the home runs being hit, and their defense has to get used to it. Like, the Mets defense has to get used to not having much foul territory out there. So there's a lot of reasons that the overs are hitting in Sacramento, and the Mets lineup is powerful and very good against lefties, especially Lindor and Soto. So you could look to that over hitting, but that's why I like the Mets starter Griffin Canning to go under 4.5 Ks. I don't really think that the book has caught on much to the Athletics not striking out much this year. So last year, the Athletics struck out one of the most, 6 times per game against righty starters. This year, 9 of the 12 righty starters to face Oakland have gone under their strikeout prop. They're averaging these righty starters 2 strikeouts less per game than they did last year. It worries me a bit that Canning had 6 in his first start of the year against Toronto, and Toronto's not a strikeout-prone team. But that game was at Citi Field. So tonight, on the road, in a new stadium, against a team that doesn't strike out that much, I'm going to take a shot at the under 4.5 Ks.
Errol Epstein, let the people know where they can find you.
The Prop Queen Pod is on all streaming services at Prop Queen Sports on X, YouTube, Twitch, Instagram. Check that out from 5 to 6 p.m. on weekdays, and subscribe to the newsletter at thepropqueen.com.
Ariel, always great. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much. We'll chat next week.
Thank you.
You got it.
It's Best Bets with Beltway Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan.
Quickest gun this side of the Mississippi.
He's ready.
Beltway Ben
Hall.
You don't
have to tell Beltway Ben twice.
No, you do not. What are you looking at?
You can tell he trained under me.
Yeah.
At my dojo.
Yes.
I got
the dojo of hate.
It is. It is a dojo of hate.
A few MLB plays. Like Stephen Kwan over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at minus 130. Getting a leadoff hitter at these odds for just 1.5 is always good. He's coming off a 4-for-5 day against the White Sox. Great matchup. Bubich, reverse split sky. Lefties hit him, hit 286 against
him. Nobody hits him. What are you talking about?
And not Baltimore. The Orioles.
He's Cy Young. Stop.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I think in the next 2 years, he's their ace.
He might have turned it around.
He might be their ace. I mean, they took him the competitive balance round.
No.
Good pitcher, but again, it's the Orioles.
You take 5 pitchers like in 5 years, all in the top 30. One of them's got to turn out to be better than Brady Singer.
You got a better chance if you take no pitchers Singer's off in the top.
I'll tell you who it's not going to be. Jackson Kowar is not going to be the next ace of the Kansas City Royals.
But no, Kwan hits whatever, but he hits left-handed pitching better than he does right-handed pitching throughout his whole career. Hitting in the leadoff spot, stolen base threat, and he hits right ahead of J-Ram, who can always knock him in. Next play is Willy Adames, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at minus 125. A little bit of a slow start, but he's 9-for-19 with 2 homers and 5 RBIs against Stroman in his career. Stroman's a reverse splits guy, throws the sinker almost 40% of the time, moving in on righties. Pretty common that you'll see reverse splits with that. Adames is hitting 307 with five homers, 9 RBIs, and 11 runs scored in the Bronx in his career, going back to his time with the Rays. So he likes playing there.
Oh, we like Willy Adames around here. You don't have to sell us on Willy Adames.
He's 1-for-12 in his last 3 games, so I think he gets off the struggles here today. And then Francisco Lindor over 1.5 total bases at minus 115 and to score a run at minus 130. Just talked about it. The ball is flying in Sacramento. He's 3-for-6 with a home run and 3 RBIs against Sears in his career. Hits for a lot more power against left-handed pitching. Slugging 545 against left-handed pitching last year in 2024. It's also been a slow start to the season for him, but this is a perfect matchup for him. He hits ahead of Soto and Alonso. And if Lindor is in scoring position at any point, you can imagine him to be driven in. Another play that I like that it's a questionable play. Sean Newcomb of the Red Sox over 15.5 outs recorded, plus 130. The White Sox lineup, I'm pretty sure I could go 6 against this season. Newcomb has been into the 5th inning in 2 starts with the Red Sox, but hasn't gotten out of it. This is a due spot for him to get right. At plus 130, I wouldn't pass that.
Where can people find you, Beltway Ben?
at BH Journalist on Twitter. Post all my plays. We are very hot in the MLB right now.
Yeah.
Ken loves the streams.
I
we
love
will
the
be
streams.
Live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saturday. Yeah. Jason loves the streams too. Yeah. Jason loves the streams.
Nobody promotes me. The streams.
Nobody.
Like
no, that is actual fact. That is an actual fact.
You say that like that's unusual.
No, well, you hate everything.
You do.
What?
Yeah.
No.
That's a fact.
I said that's
projecting. That's Bone. Bone's the one who pretends like the facts. That I
said
say
that's
are not
an actual
facts.
Fact. No, Jason,
it is an actual fact.
I'm
here for the streams.
Yes.
What if I pretended that's not a fact?
Your bounce back, fallback, your whole bounce back, fallback.
Ben, I love your streams.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
The streams are on point.
Yeah. Before we step out, where are you on your buzz meter right now? Because we had to bump Terps basketball talk today, but they supposedly got a lot going on this week.
I told you guys six the last time you asked.
Yeah, six.
Yeah.
7.5.
Wow. All right. I didn't think it was going up that much. No, such a long pause. I was thinking like 6.25.
No. It's 6.9. And by the end of the day tomorrow, we could be at 8.
Wow. Ooh. Beltway Ben showing a lot of confidence. Bald rat completely out the window for Beltway Ben. It's Buzz Ball forever. Hey, coming up next, Purple Rain in the forecast. Nate Wiggins showed well as a rookie corner for the Baltimore Ravens. What are expectations for year two? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
3 yard gain officially. Second down and 7 from the 23-yard line, moving left to right. Zappy with the pressure coming from Smith. It's picked up. Throw to the right boundary. Intercepted. Going back the other way. Nate Wiggins to the 15. Down the sideline. 10 and into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. The rookie cornerback, Nate Wiggins.
We knew Nate was a great athlete and a great cover guy. He's young. I mean, when you look at him. I mean, I've got two sons and, you know, I'm getting older. But I look at him and he just seems young to me. He's a tremendous athlete. He's got a very bright future. We want to get him stronger. You know, I mean, you've all seen his body. I think an offseason is going to really serve him well.
You've seen that body, Bone. That's Eric DaCosta talking about Nate Wiggins. First, you heard the call in Westwood One of his pick six against the Browns. Nate Wiggins had a nice rookie season. Memory serves, he did not give up a touchdown pass during the regular season, gave up one in the playoffs against the Steelers. But what are your expectations for Nate Wiggins in year two?
I mean, look, if he can pick up where he left off, that's a pretty damn good second year corner. I mean, True Media had him allowing just 33 completions on 73 attempts all season. That is a 45.2% completion percentage against him on the year. Just 431 yards, no touchdowns, as you alluded to, GG. One pick, 3 pass interference calls, an opposing quarterback rating of 46.5.
That's not good for a quarterback.
Not good for a quarterback at all. 5.9 yards per attempt, 13.1 yards per completion against old Nate Wiggins or young Nate Wiggins. He allowed only 5 completions of 20 yards or more all season long. He had a pass breakup rate of 10%, which is pretty damn good. There's a lot to like. I will say this, though. The body type still scares me. There's the proclivity to injury. People test him a lot, in part because of his body type, and that means things can get physical around him. Some of it was freak stuff, an accident, whatever, right? But he was kind of in and out of availability, practice, and otherwise at times. Even with his emergence and even with the resurgence of Marlon Humphrey, none of this...
Rhyme. I like that. Emergence and resurgence.
There you go.
Wordsmith.
I completed kindergarten.
Yeah, it was nice.
I can walk and chew gum, talk sports at the same time.
That was very impressive.
I don't think you can chew gum and talk sports at the same time.
I think I could.
Yeah, but then you're chewing into the mic. It's
I think I could
sound.
Silently chew like a ventriloquist throws his voice with the dummy. I think I could chew ventriloquize chewing gum.
Chew gum.
Anywho,
yes.
Despite what we've seen from Marlon and Nate, Marlon's had his injury history. Nate, I think you're always going to be a little bit, and I think Eric, even you kind of hear it in his voice there, like, when he's talking young, he's not just saying like young, he's saying slight. He's saying like frail is too extreme of a word, but hopefully he becomes sturdier and thicker in the trunk and some of these things. But certain guys just have certain body types. I don't think any of that would or should preclude them from leaning in the corner wherever they want.
Oh, for sure. Nate Wiggins, all things considered, two thumbs up with his rookie year, but he's listed at 182. Probably.
Get out of here.
Probably
Dude,
not.
It might be like one. By the end of the year, it might have been like 167. I mean, I don't know.
You're hoping he's one of those guys that really hits the weight room hard, puts on 10 pounds or
get
so.
Get that trunk thickness.
Yeah, I'm thinking back. What was it? Kickoff return?
I think it's more than weight room, isn't it? Like diet eat. And stuff?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Trying to get some mass in the ass.
It was
Another rhyme, Jason.
You didn't even attend
mass
that.
In the ass. He didn't eat.
Kickoff.
Junk in the trunk.
There you go.
That's a little more played out.
Yeah.
It was either kickoff return or the kickoff team where he got trucked.
Oh, he was on defense. He got run over.
And Pro Football Reference has him listed 4 missed tackles, 10.8% missed tackle percentage. And nitpicking here, you brought up the pass interference, and allowing less than 50% completion percentage is awesome. But the completions that he did give up tended to be chunk plays. And we know that he was handsy coming out of college, but if he continues this trajectory following that kind of Marlon Humphrey mold, that he should be an impact corner for them.
Here's what we know. Assuming health, he does not lack confidence.
No.
Yes. He is just, he was watching the national championship game in the fetal position also. That guy, assuming he's healthy, he does not lack confidence at all.
That's not a problem.
No.
And he can play to back it up. I think he is an inherent gambler, and I think the more he studies and the more he understands, the more calculated some of those gambles will be. If you're talking about players who could go from solid, really solid contributor to star potential on this roster, I mean, he would be at the top, or certainly as part of a very short list of guys, because you know the ball skills are there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not going to drop balls. He doesn't have Brandon Stevens-itis.
No.
He's just got to continue. He's got to get a little stronger. He's got to fill out a little bit. And look, I mean, the tackling stuff. I know how they want their corners to be well-rounded. Right? You take a kid this slight where they tuck him, you gotta try to protect him a little bit. Like, I don't frankly want him to be too nosy.
Don't ever put him on special teams again.
Especially if we are moving in a direction where they don't solve this who's the Robin linebacker stuff, and you're just, you know, figuring out different ways to line up your defense. I keep him on an island, and I'm trying to keep him out of traffic.
The next step for him that I'm looking forward to this upcoming season is more ball hawking ability, where he had 13 passes defense, which is awesome, but I can think of at least 2 or 3 dropped interceptions point blank right in his hands. If he comes down with them, if he could get 4 interceptions this upcoming year, that would be huge.
Coming up next, we stick with Ravens. At 5 o'clock hour, by the way, is going to be busy. Buck Martinez will preview the Blue Jays. And then he's from Sportsnet, former Oriole announcer. Lance Zierlein will talk draft from NFL.com at 5:30. But coming up next,
you think Buck's doing more games for Sportsnet than our buddy Cakes doing for Masson this year?
I bet you Buck's doing more games.
I bet so.
I bet you that Toronto
money. I think there's going to be 3 people in Baltimore at least doing more games as an analyst than Palmer.
See, that's not good. We want more Palm.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's at least 2, maybe 3.
Well, definitely Ben.
And I think between
Re-Rob and Brock are going to be doing more games
Dave
than Palm.
Johnson, Dale, I think, yeah.
Well, okay. No disrespect to them, but I want more Palm. I want Palm Sunday, Palm Monday, Palm Tuesday, Palm Wednesday. I'll take Palm every day.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, and no disrespect to the others, but it's a Hall of Famer.
It's only 1 Cakes.
Yeah, that's right. Best position groups on the Ravens, our 6-pack coming up.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Next here on The Fan. Six-pack time. Six-packs brought to you by the Good Feet Store. And our six-pack today, six best position groups on the Ravens. Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
So I kind of fudged a little here just to get this side of the football on the list. The secondary, because I can put Kyle Hamilton and Marlon Humphrey, and that's two All-Pros right there. Nate Wiggins, we just discussed, coming off a great rookie year. I love what Ardarius Washington did. I've got secondary at six.
We do these exercises, and sometimes when we do them, they're goofy, and sometimes when we do them, we kind of they take, you know, not that much time to do, and then sometimes they sort of reinforce things you knew but maybe didn't know how to quantify it. And they're obviously a good defense, but doing this exercise and spending time on it, it is kind of like, it was a little bit shocking how one-handed they are.
Yeah.
And part of that is because the offense was the offense did generational stuff.
Yes.
But when you factor in contract status, overall depth, you know, number of blue chippers now, projectable blue chippers in the future, I could only put one defensive position group in here, and I didn't fudge it like he did. I went with a position group, but I had him slightly higher. And maybe this is fudging. I don't know. I went O-line at six.
I got them in there, but not that at six.
I mean, if they didn't bring back Ronnie Stanley, it'd be a whole different scenario. But the fact that they
got that left tackle how they got him, and we think the right tackle could play left tackle, and they're pretty good at developing offensive linemen, and there's still some upside projectability with Voorhees, and they still have the center at least for another year.
Yeah, and he's a good center.
Yeah.
All world.
Don't know that I'd pay him $20 million a year. Yeah.
Not your money.
Yeah, but there's not unlimited money. That's the problem. Yeah. He's not going $100 million over the cap.
No.
Number five.
This is where I got defense in, and I went with corner.
I had to get Hamilton in there.
But, I mean, he plays slot corner a lot of the time. Huh. I mean,
he was an all
plays linebacker.
Safety.
He plays corner. Well, yeah, but, yeah. I mean, if you really dug down on where he does his best work, and you look at evaluate him as a linebacker, evaluate him as a corner, evaluate him as a box safety, evaluate him as a deep safety. They always develop corners. You know, maybe this Tampa turns into something. We know they're going to draft some corners. Marlon has best year in forever, and we just documented Nate Wiggins in the upside there. So I put corner at five, but spoiler alert, there ain't no more defense on my list.
Yeah, no more defense on my list either, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I have wide receiver at five.
I got it higher. Higher.
Zay Flowers went to a Pro Bowl. Not that he, I thought Brian Thomas should have gone, but alas, he did. Rashad Bateman caught double-digit touchdowns, including the playoffs. I like the DeAndre Hopkins as a third wide receiver. I have wide receiver at five.
Number four.
Four is where I have offensive line. Again, Ronnie Stanley coming off a really good year. I liked Roger Rosengarten a lot. We have documented that we all think the center is good, just a matter of the price point on said center, and they do figure out the situation at guard every single year. Falele played well at guard a year ago, so I got O-line at four.
Four is where I put running back. I mean, they've got a lot of depth there. Justice Hill is a really good football player. Does a lot of things for them. We all think Keaton, healthy offseason removed from that surgery, has a chance to impact their offense more. And Derrick Henry is an obvious fit here. Now, I don't have it higher because he's carried the ball 3,000 times, and so that's baked into my cake a little bit. When it goes for these guys, it goes fast. And
he's
been an exception.
Yeah.
But it's my list, and I got linebacker at four.
He can't stop hating Derrick Henry. It's been since the show has begun.
Because there's 30 years of evidence says that, like,
I get it. He's kind of bucked the trend, though.
He has, but he was not, he's not going to do this till he's 40 like Tom Brady.
I don't think he can. No.
I'll go with Ken. I think it's hard to have defense over anything offensively
it was tough.
Considering the depth, because they're still going to add a corner. We've been talking about them bringing in a third safety for a while. They're still going to add to that depth.
Doing a six-pack of the Ravens' best position groups and Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Three's where I put tight end. I mean, they've got a really good blocking tight end. They've got two starting caliber tight ends. I don't know if they're, how much 12 personnel they're going to play this year. Obviously, I would still be very open to trading Mark Andrews because as we're doing this exercise, they clearly could use some help at some other positions. I think they're in a really good spot catching the football, and outside of Kohler, that's really what all these guys do. And they're pretty good at evaluating the position and finding value tight ends in the mid rounds, and they're sitting on 11 picks. So I had it at two at one point. I kind of went back and forth with my two and my three. I went tight end three.
My three's running back. Derrick Henry coming off a monster year where he rushed for almost 2,000 yards. Justice Hill, a great all-purpose back for them. They have the best fullback in the National Football League. And Keaton Mitchell's now another year removed from the injury. So they have a full room at running back.
Number two.
Two is tight end. Isaiah Likely, but Mark Andrews can't get it done in the playoffs, but Mark Andrews did lead all tight ends in touchdown receptions during the regular season, and he's still here. I still think there's a very good chance he could get traded before the draft is over, but Mark Andrews is still here. Him and Likely together, Kohler is a third tight end. That's a pretty good tight end room.
Two is where I put wide receiver. They've got Rashad Bateman on an incredible contract. They hit with Zay Flowers, and not just hit, But there was synergy between this pick and how to use the player that never existed for Hollywood Brown.
No.
That didn't exist for a lot of receivers in the past. It didn't exist for Rashad Bateman until Monk came to town. They're young. They're cheap. Likely is still really kind of, for me, a wide receiver. You add D-Hop to do just what's going to be asked of him. It's crazy to say because we started this show 5 years ago. And if you would have told me 5 years ago, the Ravens are going to have a great wide receiver room and bang for your buck wide receiver room, and I would want Mike Elias out of this town badly, I would have been like, yes. No to both.
It's
but it's true.
Up is down, black is white,
crazy,
day is
crazy
night.
Times. Helicopters and airplanes falling from the sky.
That's a weird time to be
sadly.
Alive. Yeah.
Number one.
Number eight's in the quarterback room. So, I mean, and look, I think they upgraded with Cooper Rush. And I'm telling you, I think there's a chance they do something interesting in this draft at quarterback. So
they have the best quarterback on the planet, and they now have a legit backup. Like, quarterback's number one.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, sure. I think tight end's got to be above receiver. Ravens might have one of, if not the best, tight end room in all football with how it's currently constructed right now.
That's an interesting opinion. It's wrong, but that's good.
I like that opinion.
Okay.
It's his opinion, just like it's your list.
Yep. And my list was the best list for me,
right.
But it was not the best list for Bone.
No, yeah. No. It's funny how that happens sometimes.
Oh, we got to update that poll.
Oh, yeah.
The bobblehead poll.
Bobblehead poll.
Oh, yeah, and I forgot to put the one up about is a Capri Sun a fruit buff?
You can do that now.
Not a, what is it?
Is it a juice box? Yeah, you can do that.
This Twitter poll of the day is sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. This poll, you got 20 minutes left, so you better hurry up, people.
Yeah,
if you haven't voted yet, IA1057 The Fan on Twitter. 700 votes in. A bobblehead is obviously a doll, right? Very leading question here by Jason.
Yeah.
A doll that has a head that bobbles. Do you agree? Despite the leading question, bobblehead is not a doll. 59.2%.
60%.
A bobblehead is a doll.
It's called a bobblehead doll. That's what it's been called since the beginning of time.
It's what it was originally called.
The beginning of time.
That's what it was originally called, and then they realized it was nonsense.
Yeah, they realized it was stupid.
Yeah, so it's a bobblehead. Coming up next here on the program, we hit the hot corner, and we set up a series that may not get started until tomorrow, Orioles and Blue Jays. How important is this series? It is still April. We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
That is in and out of the mitt of the catcher, Narvaez. He will get to it and throw out Santander to complete the out and complete the top of the third.
Nah, zero chance. Zero chance at all. They make an offer, but it wasn't even close, bro. We get it. We understand. It's a business side. Mike is really smart about it. We're smart about it, too. So we just have to be patient. And Toronto just gave me the opportunity. They were fighting some days, man.
So you're the highlight, courtesy of Sportsnet in Toronto. Orioles split a four-game series with the Blue Jays to start the season. They host the Blue Jays for a three-game set that is supposed to start tonight, but I'm betting tonight gets rained out. Alas, Orioles and the Blue Jays. Oh, and you heard Anthony Santander laughing off the Orioles.
How great
offer.
Is that?
So where are we on this series it begins?
Look, Tony Taters, we know he's a slow starter. It's been pretty extreme. In Toronto, they're using him mostly as a DH, which I think is smart because, you know, defense matters. But he's batting 185. He's getting on base 29% of the time. He's got a sub 500 OPS. Now they play in a dome. So it's not like it's, even though Sagano broke out in a fevered sweat there, it's climate control.
Hand cramp.
So he doesn't really have the cold weather thing to fall back on like he did here. We know he will get going. He clearly, you could hear it in his voice there. Like, he is going to want to do damage in this series. Whether that happens or not remains to be seen. It's interesting to me that they're off to the start that they are because Vladdy and Bo Bichette have combined for zero home runs and 13 total runs driven in, which is basically Cedric Mullins. And as we just chronicled, Santander has done nothing, but they've been the best team in the AL East. And a lot of it has to do with George Springer, who's playing like an animal in the outfield right now.
Rebirth.
Yeah, and the dude's got an OPS around 1,200. This is a team that we think of as a slugging team, and they're not hitting any home runs. I mean, Andrés Giménez, who doesn't hit home runs, leads them with three. Springer has two. The backup catcher has one. And that's it.
Yeah.
It's been the starting pitching. They're second in starter ERA, second in innings pitched by starters, third in starter whip. That's what's helped them. Because they aren't hitting outside of Springer.
And it's interesting, like when Berríos faces them, he either looks like Cy Young or they smack him around.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way about Gausman to a certain extent.
They have hit him in the past.
And we'll have to see. They obviously didn't hit him in the start here. No. We'll have to see what both these teams do. Because remember, the Orioles are short a starter right now, and this is yet another off day built in. Mm-hmm. And those off days are great until you have to cover 18 innings tomorrow or 17 innings or wherever these games go.
Maybe if they go a doubleheader.
But even the forecast tomorrow does not look extraordinary.
Promising. Well, right now it's projected Bowden Francis tonight, Berríos tomorrow, and Sunday your guy Easton Lucas.
Revenge.
Let him get shoved by Easton Lucas on Sunday. You want hot fire at 2:02 Monday afternoon.
It's happened with less.
Easton Lucas, who I saw plenty of Easton Lucas get his brains bashed in when he was a Bowie Bay Sox, back when they were the Bowie Bay Sox. Let him be a thing for the Blue Jays now and come in here and win a series for them. Easton Lucas, who they traded for Fuji, who I don't think is in Major League Baseball right now. It might be somebody's AAA team. I saw him pitch for the Syracuse Mets last September. That was fun.
Fuji has not been in Major League Baseball since he left the Orioles. I think he was in training. He was in camp.
He went full Tony Kemp.
Yeah.
Tony Kemp. Always have that catch at Fenway.
Yeah, that was fun. The slide.
Yeah,
that was very nice.
It was big.
Jackson Holliday is better than Tony Kemp.
He is.
I'm just not sure he's better than Adam Frazier.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out.
We will.
We're going to find out. It's going to be a fun exercise.
Pretty good batting average.
Frazier had clutch hits.
He did.
Everyone loved him for the clubhouse.
When he had that 275 on base in like July, I was wrong. I'd seen enough.
Hey, Adam Frazier was the guy that said we celebrate winning the division. We don't.
Now, I do think Adam Frazier could have cracked some heads.
Yeah. Well, remember, he's the guy who told Hyder, no, we're celebrating this. They deserve it.
They need a head cracker.
Yeah.
They don't have. They got heads that need to be cracked, and nobody willing to crack them.
Yeah.
I think Freddy Gonzalez probably a time or two was a bad cop.
Yeah, but
bad cops don't last around here.
No.
And now we got Robinson Chirinos.
Freddy Gonzalez is ready to throw hands.
And by the way,
he would have fought to get Tommy Pham on the roster. He told us that.
To whoop some ass.
But I think it was also pretty clear they tuned Freddy Gonzalez out because nobody.
I think it's pretty clear they tuned Brandon Hyde out because he wasn't going to Elias. He was going to Hyde. Yeah. And then Hyde was going to Elias. And they got Eloy Giménez, who's the DH for the AAA Durham Bulls.
Beltway Ben, you have something to say?
Freddy Gonzalez is the assistant manager of the USA baseball team.
Yes.
With Matt Holliday, Jackson's father.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Ethan Holliday hit two more home runs today for Stillwater High School.
He's good.
He's going to go first overall to the Nats.
Jackson Holliday was hitting home runs all
the
time for.
He's going to be better than Jackson.
Jackson Holliday was hitting home runs all the time for Stillwater High School, too.
I think Jackson Holliday said that.
Jackson Holliday. The kid's got like 13 home runs, I think, already in like 16 games or something.
Yeah.
I don't think Jackson Holliday did that.
I don't know, but he had a monster senior year, which vaulted him into the number one pick, which was not even thought of going into that year. He did have a monster senior year at Stillwater High. I wonder what they put in the water there at Stillwater High, because these Holidays are hitting the crap out of the ball there.
Romuto's from around there, too, because didn't he break Romuto's hits record in high school?
I think he did. You're right. Yeah, something going on out there.
Have you seen the setup at the house?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You can get your swings in anytime. Yeah. It could be a blizzard. I think they've got an underground tornado like area that still has a batting cage in it, and a machine that'll throw 95 high.
Coming up next here on the program, and we will let you know if when the Orioles decide what to do about tonight's game, as the weather is not good here in the Charm City area. But coming up next, by the way, 4:30, NBA play-in tournament starts next week. We're going to check in with our buddy Mo Hamilton, NBA insider, get his thoughts on what's going on in the association. But next, it's Bounce Back Fallback. Bone asks us questions. We answer next here on The Fan.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.